It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Once there was a merchant who ran a small general store in a little community out west. Considering himself a religious man, he was known far and wide as the merchant who always quoted a Bible verse when ringing up a sale. One day, a traveler passing through the little community stopped at his store. "Mister, I have one of the most expensive show horses in the country out there in the trailer behind my car, but I forgot to bring a saddle to ride him with. I hope you have a saddle because this is the last store before I get to the show." "Yes, sir, we stock saddles," the owner replied. "Good," said the traveler. "Could you show me one?" Well, the merchant went to the back of the store and picked up the only saddle he had in stock. He carried it out to the stranger. "How much is it?" the stranger asked. "Well, that saddle cost you $20, replied the merchant. "Man, I can't put a $20 saddle on that horse." "Don't you have anything better than that?" asked the stranger. "Just a minute and I'll check," said the merchant. He went to the back of the store, stayed a few moments. Then he came out again, bringing the same saddle. The stranger didn't recognize the saddle as being the one he had just looked at. "This saddle is made of some of the finest material available," said the merchant. "It's one of our finest saddles." "How much is it?" asked the stranger. "Well, sir, that saddle will cost you $400, replied the merchant. The stranger looked disappointed. "Mister, that horse out there deserves the very best. Don't you have anything better?" "Just a moment," said the merchant. Again, the merchant went to the rear of the store. He stayed a few moments and then brought out the same saddle again. "This is the finest saddle we have," he said. "How much is it?" asked the stranger. "Mister, that saddle is going to cost you $1,200. "Good, I'll take it," the stranger said. He reached into his wallet and picked out 12 $100 bills to pay for that saddle. Then he took the saddle and left. Now, the men in the store who had witnessed the incident were anxiously waiting for the store owner to ring up the sale to see which Bible verse he would quote. They all gathered around as he headed for the register. "Sam," one of them asked, "what verse can you quote after a deal like that?" The merchant thought for a moment, then hit the keys on the register. As the drawer came open, he quoted a paraphrase of Matthew 25 and 43. "He was a stranger, and I took him in." You know, the ability to memorize Scripture is a good thing. I've read of people who have memorized the entire Bible, and I've met scores of people who could tell you the chapter and verse of numerous Scriptures, particularly those they are interested in. Personally, I'm kindly on the dullard side. I have to refer to my concordance to find a Scripture. Well, the moral of the story? It's one thing to memorize Scripture. It's quite another thing to practice it.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.